You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Joanna Lidington, Head of Operations at Give Vision, to discuss the Give Vision headset, a wearable device to make stadiums and arenas more accessible for blind and partially sighted fans. We're also joined by Richard Dedman, a user of the Give Vision headset. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Hi.
So, Joanna, coming to you first, can you give us a brief overview of the headset itself, please, and some of the uses for it?
So the headset itself can be used in a couple of different ways. It has a camera on it, so the wearer can look at whatever they'd like to look at around the stadium, and it also connects in with the TV cameras around the pitch, so the user gets the live stream of what's going on the match in real time to the headset. You can also manipulate the headset to suit your sight loss. Let's say you are photosensitive, you can turn and make it darker. You can change the contrast, you know, really highlight that white ball on the green background as much as possible. And we found that this gives people using the headset a lot of different options, but it also does mean that the users get VAR, which is definitely a fan favorite for using the headset.
Richard, coming to you now, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please, and how you got involved with the headset?
My sight loss, I've got diabetic retinopathy, so I'm registered as partially sighted. Got next to no vision in one of my eyes, and then the other eye is pretty good centrally. In terms of Give Vision and the headsets, I was invited by Chelsea Football Club, which is my team, I'm a season ticket holder there, to possibly trial the Give Vision headsets to see, help or support me with obviously watching a football game at Chelsea.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been a season ticket holder for a long, long time, and that's kind of coincided with your sight loss. How did you find initially using the headset and getting that love of football, watching live football back?
Yeah, well, as I say, I've been a season ticket holder for 22 years now. So yeah, definitely some time. And I was getting to a point where things were becoming extremely difficult watching games where I sit at Chelsea. I'm behind one of the goals. So certainly the goal this end is viewable and I can definitely enjoy football. But trying to watch football at the other end is somewhat difficult. So the goal mouth is near on impossible for me to see at times. And having the opportunity to trial the headsets and give those a go has just been fantastic. I mean, I've been able to follow the game and actually see what's going on with the ball. I can follow the ball. I do zoom in on a lot of the action so I can follow it sort of from left to right and across the field. But I think that I most enjoy on the headsets is the live broadcast mode, because if you're watching a game, you often do miss things, and to be able to then watch a replay back, it's just amazing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it really gives you that extra dimension to watching the game, you know, particularly we've mentioned VAR already, but something that's happened in just the blink of an eye, it gives you another chance to go back and go over it.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you know, you can, if there's a penalty incident or something that's happened up the other end, you know, the live broadcast mode will give you that live feed, so you can then just revert to that and be able to re-watch a replay back. So, you know, all of the things that people are watching at home on the telly, you essentially can be watching there within the atmosphere of the game and be able to follow it. And yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. It really is game-changing.
Joanna, coming back to you a bit more on the live broadcast feature of the Give Vision headset, does that require a subscription to the broadcaster of the game, and how is that getting implemented into the game in the ground?
So at every stadium, broadcasters all obviously come along for the matches, but you already have the feed being directed around areas of the stadium already. So if you're lucky enough to have been in hospitality, you'll see a lot of the TV screens inside the boxes have the feed of what's going on in the match. You also will often have it on the big screen in the bowl. So what we're doing is we're taking that same feed, so the feed that's already going out to the stadium, but we're taking it at an earlier point is probably the best way to describe it. So there's no delay. I know that people who've experienced those boxes will know that there is a bit of a delay on those screens. So you hear kind of everyone in the stadium cheering, and then in the box, you see the goal happen a few seconds later. But we have no delay like that.
Richard, my final question for you is, you've sung the praises of the GiveVision headset. Would you recommend this to other blind or partially sighted football fans or fans of, say, gigs or whatever a live event that it could support?
Definitely. Certainly, if you were ever considering going to a football game with a visual impairment, or if you were considering not continuing going due to, you know, your sight loss, then these headsets will give you that opportunity to at least be able to, you know, see something, or at least be a part of the atmosphere of it. I think, yeah, I mean, I was on the brink of not continuing to go to football because of how things were becoming at football. But now with the headset, you know, I would certainly continue going. And, you know, I can actually see things sometimes better than my sighted father down the other end. So he's who comes with me, you know, he will sometimes say, did the goalkeeper get a hand to that? And you're like, yeah, he did, you know, and that's where I just think they really are fantastic. And yeah, I mean, certainly for other events, well, why not? You know, why can't these be used in the theatre or concerts, that kind of thing? Certainly, yeah. I mean, I would happily recommend the headsets, because I think they would be good for all, you know, live events as such.
And Joanna, if our listeners want to find out more about the GiveVision headset, then where can they go?
So I recommend anyone who wants to learn more about the headset can come to givevision.net. That's our website. We're also on all the standard social medias under GiveVision. You could also approach your local team and ask them if it's something they're aware of, because we are connected with most clubs, so they should already be able to put you in touch with us directly.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Joanna Liddington, Head of Operations at GiveVision, and Richard Dedman, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.